Todd Rundgren, bang on the drum all day. Your music, your station, K107.1, trying to get us into a little bit of a Packer mood here. We can finally talk football again. The lockout is over.
The lockout now is done. Games will be played and be won on Sundays, Mondays, and the occasional Thursday. The millionaire players, they talk their trash. The billionaire owners gave up some of their cash while we the fans take it in the... Ask me if I'm happy, yes, I'm pleased. Just like before, I can't ignore my family. Till February, no Hall of Fame games, but who cares, that was lame. The NFL is back to save my Sunday.
The NFL is back indeed, and joining me on the K-Lines to talk about it a little bit, from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu. Brian, how's it going this morning?
Very good, Bart. Glad to be joining you and talking some Packers football.
I've been wanting to talk to you all summer, but the lockout just was going on, going on, and going on. I wanted to get you in, talk a little Packers. Finally, we can do that. The lockout's over, finally. What does this mean for the Packers? What are they doing right now today for the upcoming season?
It means a lot for the Packers. Starting today, there's going to be just an absolute flurry of activity. First of all, they can start signing their own draft choices. On top of that, they can start signing the undrafted players, and they'll sign about, you know, a dozen to 15 to maybe as many as 20 undrafted rookies. So you'll be hearing about a lot of signings in the next 24 hours or so. And then even on top of that, teams can start actually trading players today. And a name to keep an eye on is linebacker Nick Barnett. Now, I'm not sure if anything's going to happen today, you know, some finalized trade, but you're going to start hearing rumors and hearing talks about this happening. You know, whether it comes to fruition or not is another thing, but, you know, there will be talks and things to look out for in the upcoming days.
Talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com, also the editor of the Maple Street Press, annual for the Packers. You'll be doing another one of those this season. Brian, this is all stuff that the Packers would have taken care of as far as signing draft picks and that kind of stuff months ago, but they were unable to do because of the lockout.
Yeah, exactly. You know, after the draft, they kind of over the course of the next couple months, they would be signing these guys. But, it's really going to take place within a couple of a days to a week here. You know, within these next 7 days, you'll probably be seeing the Packers signing all of their draft choices, or, you know, maybe it'll take a little bit of time to get their first-round draft choice, Derek Sherrod, under contract. But all the other guys, it's going to fall into place in quick order. And, in the undrafted guys, there will be so many of them. You'll hear of at least probably 12 to 15 of them signed, you know, within a day or two here. So just a lot of new members of the Green Bay Packers going to be joining the team in the next couple days.
Now, as far as the schedule, obviously things are a little, maybe drastically different this year than in years past. When do the Packers start taking the field? When's training camp going on? Family night, are we still doing that? What's kind of the itinerary for the Packers?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is the first practice open to the public will be this upcoming Saturday. The word out of the Packers headquarters is that there's going to be a lot more night practices during training camp this year. And they're kind of getting away from two-a-day practices, so that's a little bit of a change. But, things will be getting started in short order here. Saturday, I believe, what's the date this upcoming Saturday? Is that July 30th?
Yeah, the 30th, so, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be the first public practice. You might be hearing reports about some of the players, you know, reporting to Lambeau Field for physicals and meetings, as early as today. But the actual official practice where people can head over to Ray Nitschke Field there by the Rush Center right across the street from Lambeau Field, that'll be on Saturday. As far as family night goes, that's still scheduled to happen the following Saturday. So I think that would be August 6th, if I'm correct. A little bit of a change this year because there's been no off season and things are just kind of getting back underway with the lockout happening over the past couple months. It won't so much be a scrimmage this year as much as a practice. So
okay.
you can understand a little bit with being gone for so many months that they won't be scrimmaging, but that was one concession that had to be made, but I think fans will be happy with what they see regardless.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, Brian, is that while the Packers haven't been able to assign anybody in the last couple of months, that also means some of the guys from last year's Super Bowl winning club, they haven't left yet. Are there people besides Nick Barnett, maybe the Darren College or James Jones, are there people that we should expect to see sign elsewhere, or when does that process begin?
Yes, so teams as of today can start negotiating with any free agent, whether it's on their team or their own team. They can't sign them until I believe it's Thursday, but they can begin negotiating with them. One person who will almost guaranteed to leave the Packers would be defensive lineman Cullen Jenkins. He's going to command a lot of money on the free agent market, and he's a good bet to sign somewhere else. Now, as for guys like James Jones and Darren College, it's kind of up in the air. They may come back with the Packers. They may not. I just saw a report from Chicago Bears beat writer Sean Jensen earlier today that fullback Corey Hall maybe going to the Seattle Seahawks. So that's kind of the developing story as we speak, but just something to keep an eye on, I suppose.
So the rumors are going to be flying if you're into the Packers even a little bit. Today is the day you kind of want to keep your eye on things with all the trade activity that would be possible, the free agent signing, the draft pick signing. We're talking with Brian Caravu, editor of the Maple Street Press for the Packers, the Maple Street Press Annual, as well as a writer at CheeseheadTV.com, just a fine, fine Packers blog. Now, one of the things with the lockout, Brian, doesn't it in some way, in some weird, twisted way, doesn't it actually benefit the Packers a little bit? They have that team, a very good core that Ted Thompson's put together. I think this has to actually favor the Packers a little bit, that other teams didn't get the chance to do practices all this time.
Absolutely, because the Packers are going to have the core of their team coming back. Sure, they might lose a couple guys here and there, but because you know they have a core of the team coming back, they have so much depth, they have these guys coming off injured reserve who know what's going on with the team, and they're not just rookies. They're going to be a step ahead of a lot of other teams, and especially teams that have new coaches. They would have benefited greatly from having an off-season program, having practices in the April and May time frame of the year, or May and June, I suppose, and teams that are breaking in new quarterbacks, our neighbors to the west, the Minnesota Vikings, Christian Ponder, their new quarterback that they drafted. You know, he's kind of behind the eight ball a little bit. He missed a lot of practices, or at least practices with the new coaching staff, and, he would have benefited greatly, and a lot of teams are in the same boat. So the Packers are in pretty good shape in that regard.
Kind of a different season. It's nice to have you along with us, Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com and the Maple Street Press Annual. Brian, we'll talk to you throughout the season, get your previews, get your takes on everything going on Packers, as this is your official Packers station, K107.1. We'll have the games for you all season long once again. And hopefully, Brian, this is the start of another Super Bowl campaign. So thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem. I'm excited to do it. See you later.
See you, Brian. More of your music next with you too, K107.1.